prepare your hearts. The most striking thing about this passage is that it was heaven that brought a report and heaven had to change it. Now, if heaven can change his report, what is the report from hell that cannot be changed? What is the report from a man that cannot be changed? What is the report from a doctor that cannot be changed? If heaven can look and put it into consideration and say, now return, go back, I have changed my report. I have decided that because I have heard the voice of Ezekiah, let's do it this way now. Let's give another 15 years. Now, if you know what happened to Ezekiah, you'll be shocked, because after God did this for him, his son Manasseh was the king I told you about. Very terrible king. And the Bible says the king of Assyria took him and put hook on his nose. And again, he cried and remembered the God of his father. And God brought him out of the dungeon and restored him after everything. See, mercy. Mercy is going to be speaking on behalf of some people. Listen, the voice of mercy will speak over that negative report. The voice of mercy will speak over that negative report. And tonight it will be reversed in the name of Jesus. So you will tender your case and say, I reject the negative report. I refuse to accept it. This is not the best. God, not now. This cannot happen. It's not possible. Whatever it is that the doctor has said, I refuse to agree. Medically speaking, yes, that's what you have said. But the spiritual controls medical science, biological science, and every kind of science. And we come with the power of the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. And tonight, every negative report over your life, over your career, over your business, negative reports in your academics, they will be reversed in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice wherever you are. Say, every decision, loud and clear, every decision that has been concluded against me today, I can hear you say today, in the name of Jesus, be reversed in my favor. Be reversed in my favor. Be reversed in my favor. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Every negative report, bring it out if you have that negative report. If you snapped it on your phone, raise it up to God tonight. Any negative report, raise it up to God tonight. Shana darabadala baregenele bosi. Ayeke swatele bara. Bring out the report, raise it up. If it is in your phone, a medical report, aleko sakata, an application that has been turned down, raise it up. Whatever represents a negative report, I can hear you pray. You're not praying tonight. This is not how to pray. Can you pray passionately? The heartfelt prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let it come from your heart. Every report that has been decided against me, it is reversed today. Every negative report, doctor's report, it is reversed. They have concluded that you cannot have a child. I declare that it is reversed in the name of Jesus. They have concluded you will not hear again with that ear. You will not be able to see with that eye. They have said you can't walk with that leg. Today, in the name of Jesus. They did this scan and they showed you the situation of your kidney, the situation of your heart. Just go ahead and pray, don't stop. Just go ahead and pray, don't stop. Just go ahead and pray, don't stop. You just go ahead and pray, don't stop. Don't stop, just go ahead and pray. Let your voice be heard tonight. Tender your case before God. Let mercy prevail. Let mercy prevail. Let mercy prevail. I was reckless about my health, but God have mercy. I did not go well for that interview. I did not prepare as well as I should. Let your mercy prevail. Giving him a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of that name, Jesus, every knee has to bow. That report is a knee that must bow tonight, and I prophesy in the name of Jesus, every report that you are holding from this service now to the next 40 days, I declare, be reversed in the name of Jesus.
Hey, hey.
Whether you are online, whether you are offside, onsite, wherever you are, today I declare by the sure mercies of David that we have covenanted with in the blessings and the covenant that Jesus made by his blood on the cross of Calvary. I declare right now the reports are reversed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They are reversed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Negative news, they are turned to positive ones.
Amen.
Bad news are turned to good news right now.
Amen.
They said you will not walk with that leg. I declare right now, that leg is receiving strength in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They said that lungs, that kidney is backing up. I speak by the power of the Holy Ghost. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead be inside of you, and his inside is here in this meeting, he's quickening your mortal body by the Holy Ghost. Every fiber of your being, every part of your body, diagnosed for any kind of error. Somebody shout, Jesus!
Jesus!
Let me hear you scream, Jesus!
Jesus!
Let me hear you shout, Jesus!
Jesus!
From now to the end of this year, all negative reports and bad news designed to instill fear, designed to steal your joy, deliver to your family or any member of your family, I declare today, they are permanently reversed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They are permanently reversed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They are permanently reversed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command you, Satan, loose your grip in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Loose your hold in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That woman on the bed, rise up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That ankle, that bone, that knee, that joint, rabada rabada da 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 ya, esabrada da 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 ya, rabada 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 rabada. I command right now, receive strength in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I am namasuka rabada. Na 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 By the sure mercies of God, ratified by the blood of the new covenant in Christ Jesus, I declare over you, you have entered a season of good news. I say you have entered a season of testimonies. When you are coming back within now and the next 40 days, your voice of celebration will be heard. That negative report over that property, that house, it is reversed in the name of Jesus. Every court case that is against you, it looks like it will end not in your favor. By the mercy of God, I appeal on your behalf, and I declare the mercy of God prevails in the name of Jesus. The same panel you sat before and they made a decision that did not favor you, I declare they are revisiting that case. They dropped your CV, they are bringing that CV back. They dropped your application, they are bringing that application. In the mighty name of Jesus. Walk up to five people, tell them negative reports have been reversed. Tell them it has been reversed. Tell them it has been reversed. Tell them it has been reversed. It has been reversed. Your lungs, your kidneys, they are working well. That eye issue that they told you about, the left eye receives sight right now. Begin to see now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your bones receive life right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your muscles receive life right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I let no more shatter. I hear God say, I will do a quick work. I will do a quick work. I will do a quick work.
Amen.
I will do a quick work.
Amen.
Receive a quick one in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. And looked high and low,
still
couldn't find nobody.
Nobody's great. Nobody's great. Nobody's greater than you.
Begin to exercise yourself right now. Reports again, we are seeing testimonies.
Yes, sir.
What we see now everywhere, testimonies everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Good news everywhere.
Yes.
The same God who has been doing it, unto you our praise and all the glory goes to. That when your sons and daughters appear here, they'll be able to say, God has done it. Thank you, Father, because you are God.
Thank you.
Thank you because the negative reports, they are reversed. Thank you because we have entered a season of good news. Thank you, because your perfect will is established in that case, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed be your holy name, Father. Be magnified, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Can you say to yourself, good news everywhere? Say good news everywhere.
Good news everywhere.
Remember, like I always tell you, instantly you can check yourself. Bring the reports, you go back to the doctors, you do scans and whatever it is. Get to the admin stand, register a testimony. We would like to hear from you. And testimony is a proof that God is working. Are you hearing what I'm saying now?
Yes.
It's the evidence that what we're doing is not a fluke. Are we here with me? So please ensure that you do that. You check yourself, check whatever pain, whatever it is. They gave you a scan, fractured arm, leg, bones, whatever it is. Just as soon as you confirm it, reach out to the testimony stand. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Please sit up in heavenly places briefly. I think I've got 6 minutes to wrap up. God laid something in my heart, and in 6 minutes I'll communicate this with you. Then we will gladly receive the ministry of God's servant. Can you look at the book of Jonah? Let's do this very fast. I want to show you something that a lot of people get testimonies, and sometimes they allow the devil steal what belongs to them. So somehow God, I didn't stumble on it. The Holy Spirit led me to this. Amen. Yes, the Holy Spirit led me to this in this season of prayer and fasting, led my heart to this, and I think it's for someone. Let's look at it together. Jonah chapter 2, we're going to read from verse 1. Please take note as we're reading. It's a very short chapter, just 10 verses. I want you to read carefully, and I'll just say what I want to say, and I'll be off here. Can we look at it together? If you can see it here, if you have your Bibles with you, wherever you are, you can look at it if you cannot see it directly from here. Can we see it now? Then, can we read it together? I want to go. No, let me get evangelistic. Read with an evangelistic voice. Do you understand? Yes. Can we try that now? Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish. Where was Jonah praying from? So take note that at this time Jonah was still in the fish's what? Belly. Please see the way Jonah prayed in the fish's belly. There's something God showed me in this, and I want to share with you tonight, so that you don't lose your miracle, so that you don't lose what God has delivered to you in the fish belly right there. So let's go ahead now. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. He's still in the fish belly. Now this prayer is called a prophetic prayer. In other words, Jonah was praying as one that has seen himself gotten the answer already, not as the person expecting the answer. So he was not making a request exactly in the prayer. He was prophetically declaring his next position, even when he was in this place, right in the belly of the fish. Look at how he was praying. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my what? And he did what? Still in the belly of the fish, but God had what? Answered him. Go ahead. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried out. Can you see it now? And you heard my voice. In other words, Jonah didn't have issue as to whether God was hearing him or not. He already said God heard his voice. In case sometimes the devil brings a lot of things in your heart and you begin to doubt and begin to ask yourself, can it be real? Is it true? Is it possible? Please get it. There's something God wants to do tonight. Go ahead. Want to go now? For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. Go ahead. The waters surrounded me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around. So you understand, the whale ate weeds. And when the whale ate the weeds that the whale ate was on the head of what? Who? Jonah. So as Jonah was saying this, he was where? He was where? It is not when you... See, listen, this is how God helps people. In this kingdom, seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. And that's why when God does a miracle in your life, you don't start asking yourself, is it done? Is it not done? No, you must say to yourself, it is done. I have it already. God has settled me. I am healed. I have the negative reporting. You don't go back and say, we have prayed, though. Pastor Mavis have prayed. I know. But anyway, Lord, I'm still asking you. You're making a big mistake. You should be saying, God, thank you. Thank you because I'm so excited that because of this healing, I can go back to work. That's how you see it. You see yourself back to work. You don't see yourself and start saying, God, I don't know. I've been looking at my body. I brought out my life. So somebody can hold that report and say, wow, so this is how I started using this hand again. Thank you, Jesus. This hand is working. So I don't have to use these glasses again. Thank you, Jesus. And the glass is still there on your eye. Say, thank you, Jesus. I don't have to use it again. So you're saying, I have graduated. Thank you, Jesus. So at last, I'm a graduate. And in the report you have, I know you get excited about that. But in the report you have, the last time you printed your profile, they were still telling you whatever. But you're saying, wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then you are calling the name of the state. You're saying, maybe you're saying, Abuja, here I come. That's faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So when my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy word temple. Look at this. This is where it is. No, give me KJV. Now, the translators... A lot of the translators didn't do a very fine job, as it were, but let's just take it from here. I'll explain to you some other time. Verse 8 says what? They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. He said, look, that's where my answer is. They that observe lying what? Vanities. They forsake their own what? Mercy. Let me explain that. Desmond, please come up. So he came for a meeting, and that's a report that he came with. Or during the course of the prayer and through the 20 days of glory, you had something happening to you, and you know that we have prayed about it, and you know you received your healing when you were in church. But when you got back home, you felt a sharp pain. Did you hear what I just said? But you know that scripture says we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. The symptoms, they are not the reality of what the word of God has said. They are just lying symptoms by Satan to stop you and make you stop confessing your mercy that you already received. So listen now. It says, they that observe lying vanities. What are lying vanities? Lying vanities are not just idols. No. Anything that is against what the scripture has said. Vanity is something that is meaningless. A lie is something that is not true. That symptom is not true. The real you, in Jesus, you are healed. You are strong. Are you getting what I'm saying now? The real you are not delayed. God has given you access. You must start seeing from that place. Whereas the devil wants you to see lying vanities. So he will be showing you many things. Can't you try, check it? You still feel the pain now. Check it. And you do like this. I thought I was. And the devil says, so look at it. He came for the meeting. Through the mercy of God and prayers, by the mercy of God, we handed over mercy to him. So that mercy has delivered his results. You know, when Jesus spoke to the fig tree, it didn't look like he died immediately. Is that not? But he was dead. Not because we could see it, but because Jesus said it. And if Jesus said it is dead, it is dead. If you like, let it be looking green and have the most ripe fruit on it. It is what? Dead. Because the creator of the universe calls it what? Dead. And if he calls white black from today, it becomes what? Black. That's why his word created the heavens and the earth. And whenever we speak to you, we're not speaking as men. We're speaking as those who are the oracles of God. We're speaking the mind of God over your situation. We're superimposing the authority of God over your life. We're trying to say, this is what God says. We are showing you that everything you ever desired is in the word of God. And we're saying, take it. All you need to do is to do what? Receive it. And when you take it just as he has done, imagine the report is already reversed in heaven. Thy word, O God, is settled in what? Heaven. But if it must be settled on earth, men must agree with God. And say, we agree that it is settled here on earth. Because God does nothing on the earth realm without ensuring that a man is standing somewhere.
seeing it and saying, yes, we are in agreement. That's why the Bible says, whatever we preach to you, it is not yea and nay. It is yes, and yes is what? Yes. If I tell you you are healed, listen to me. Take it, go and sleep in your house. You are what? Healed. Not because I feel like saying it, because I've seen it in scripture that by his stripes we are what? Healed. So you don't go back home and say, I've been considering it. Oh, I just know that in these 20 days of glory, God will heal me. You're going back. What I should be hearing is what? God has healed me. Thank you, Jesus. Whenever we raise a prayer during the course of the day and they are praying for people who are receiving healing, you say, thank you, Father. I have received mine. Sometimes you are coming out to say, I have received what? Mine. Not because I want to receive. I received it. I believe it. Your faith has to be stubborn. Agidicious faith. Agidi. It has to be stubborn. You have to worry the devil. You have to make the devil confused and say, I thought I still kept the pain there. Where is the pain? He's acting as if he's not there. So when you get the devil confused, because really he has to be confused, what he's putting does not really exist. What God has given you is what? The sure mercy. So the Bible says, they who start looking at the symptoms, those who are still confessing every negative thing in this paper, though the mercy is in their hand, they will forsake it. They are distracted from the mercy. Their focus is on the symptoms. So they who observe lying vanity, be observing that. So Satan comes and he says, I said it. Focus. Takes the miracle. And they go back and they start saying, I thought I was healed 2 weeks ago. When I came out, Pastor, you laid hand on me for the next 3 months. I came out of that addiction. But you sat back and the devil started pushing your mind and you started wondering. You were observing lying vanities. The more you observe lying vanities, the easier it is to forsake your mercy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But when you hold on to your mercy, this is lying vanity. Take your eyes off the lying vanity. Focus on mercy. This is the mercy of God. I receive it. I'm reading the report of mercy. I am healed. I am stronger. My application is granted. It is mine. Satan is trying to say, take now. You're not conscious. It can't stay on your hand because you are forsaking it. You are holding your mercy as against the lying vanity. Those who observe lying vanity, they forsake their mercy. But those who hold on to their mercy, lying vanities fade. It's only a matter of time. You will look back before the end of 20 years of grace. Some of you would like this. Say, wow, true. It is God. I prophesy over you. Your faith is established. Alabashata, for every servant of God ministering on this altar, as they speak prophetically over your life, as they teach and they bring light and insight to our hearts, I declare you will not observe lying vanities. You will not observe lying vanities. You will hold on to your mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. I want to believe that you have heard what I just said and you are holding it with the whole of your heart and saying to yourself, I am healed already. I am strong already. I'm empowered already. My spiritual life cannot go down again. In the name of Jesus, I'm on fire for Jesus. That's your confession. And guess what? You start acting it. We are actors. In the kingdom, we are what? Actors. He said, be doers. And actors are doers. Actors are not spectators. So you'll be acting healing. So if you could not do something before, you act it. That's why when you come up doing this, we say try it again. Try it again. We're saying exercise it. You need to act it out. It looks like you are faking it until the devil sees that you weren't faking it. Surely, he was really wounded for your transgression. Bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace were truly laid upon him. And by his stripes, you have received your healing. With a Jesus joy, can you rise up tonight? We are going to receive the ministry of God's servant to be a blessing to us tonight. All the way from Ibadan.